When we look at Marquette County, there's one pretty major project to be aware of, and that's in the Michigamme area. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on there.
That's the Michigamme Curves. I think everybody knows it by that name. We're going to be straightening out the curves and reconstructing that roadway. That'll take almost the full year. I expect we'll be out of there late October, 1st to November.
And that's already been started. I know you have had crews over there that have cleared some trees and whatnot.
Yep, they're doing some rock blasting and widening the road, getting ready to get in there as quick as we can.
Is that being looked at as perhaps increasing the safety of that curve, taking some of that, that up and down out of it?
That's part of it. Getting the curve out, the road was in bad condition, but yeah, we wanted to straighten those curves, correct the super elevations. Actually, there's about 7 different funding pots in there between safety and everything else we can find to scrape enough money to put that job together.
Now, one thing, when you touch on funding, that was one point that I know that you folks made, that there may be other projects that even come down the pike when we look at stimulus money, but you don't really know that yet. I mean, that depends on what may end up in Michigan and so on, correct?
We have our fingers crossed. We're looking at this year, I hate to say it, but we're actually going to be down on the orange barrels as of right now because we only have 21 projects in the UP for about $30 million. Last few years, we've been running anywhere from $45 to $100 million, so we'd have anywhere from 35 to 50 projects. Mm-hmm. So we'll be down a little bit this year. With the stimulus money, we're hoping, we got our fingers crossed for the UP, for about $26 million is what we're hoping for. We're looking at hopefully in this first wave of about $13 and $14 million with 10 additional projects that should be coming out the door here in the next 2 months as quick as we can get them out.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they take a look at projects that get done by you guys and road construction projects, people don't understand, you know, sometimes why you did one project and why another one wasn't handled. What are some of the things that you guys take into account when you take a look at, say, the Michigamme curve and stuff like that, why that gets a priority this year? What's the process for deciding on what gets done and what doesn't?
Well, we start with a 20-year plan, and we boil it down to a 5-year plan, what we post on our webpage. And that 5-year plan is for our road reconstruction and our bridge projects. Those are our big projects. That's where the roadway has, the service life has gotten down to the point where we can't do a lesser fix, an intermediate fix on it to maintain it, to extend that service life. That's what the Michigamme curves is at. So you'll see us in there crushing, shaping, removing that existing asphalt. And when we're in there on those type of jobs, we fix every safety upgrade we can to get it up to today's standards because that road's been there a long time and hasn't had anything done to it.
I was curious about with that project there, with the park or whatever it is that by definition is there, sort of the rest area, will access be maintained to that folks can still get to that?
Yes, I believe so. If I'm wrong, I'll have James call you right back, but I believe so. That's our intent. But I'm expecting when we're on one side of the road, when we're on the south side of the road, we would not be able to maintain access.
Correct.
When we're on the north side, we would try our best. But we do have parks on both sides, roadside parks, so you know it'll be a little bit of an inconvenience, but it shouldn't be that bad.
Now, with Alger County, I know there's a project there at the Marquette and Alger County line. There's going to be several miles of road work there that people need to be aware of this year as well.
Yes, there's a 6.3-mile HMA overlay, and we were able also to add a job from Shelter Bay to Autrain. So we're going to have two projects there. So we're going to have a big chunk of roadway that will be resurfacing in that area.
Now, that's more of a maintenance type thing when you're talking resurfacing, right?
Yeah, that's when I talked about our mix of fixes. When we come in, we have it's like I liken it to losing a shingle on your roof. You fix one shingle or you seal your driveway. Most people, if people have bituminous driveways, they seal them. That kind of keeps the water out. It fills up the cracks. Those are our lesser type fills. We call those our preventative maintenance type fills. Fixes, rather, and then R&R is when we come in and reconstruct and rehabilitate. So, yes, that's more of an CPM maintenance type project.
It doesn't sound to me like, at least in our immediate area here, maybe there's going to be a project on the scope of some of these developments that were from Negaunee to M95 or whatnot that were some traffic holdup type things, but these will have some, obviously, some traffic slowdowns and tie-ups with, especially I'm assuming with the Michigami project.
Well, it'll be what you're probably used to, everybody's used to, is the traffic control where the flagger's out there and we let one lane go at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see that in Alger, the two jobs in Marquette, the project over in Berrigan. When you get up to Houghton and the city of Houghton, you're going to find a little bit different. We're going to have a detour for downtown Houghton. That's going to be a huge project for this year also. We'll
yeah.
be tearing that up, water main, new sidewalk, new brick pavers, new streetscaping. It'll look very nice. And then we're going to also have a project right there on the campus. That'll be maintained by flagging, but we'll be putting a boulevard in there to help traffic move through there and to help safety for those students that cross back and forth from one side of the campus to the other.
Now, before we cut you loose here, you know, we talk about flagging and the construction and the workers themselves. Would you take a moment, please, and remind folks about, oh, I don't know, fines and things like that for motorists
yeah,
that
yeah.
aren't paying attention? Because, I mean, really, I mean, these projects got to get done, but the bottom line is the safety of the men and the women that are out there.
It is all safety. It's all, you know, and I hate to talk about fines, but we do rent the police, the state police and the county enforcement officials to help us help people to remember to slow down, because it is somebody's mom and dad out there besides our friends and neighbors. If folks are out traveling, they can go to michigan.gov/MDOT, and we have we're keeping it up weekly, daily, as best as we can, all of the projects in the UP and in the state and what kind of traffic control they would likely expect to find on those projects on any given day. So we're going to try very hard to keep that up on a daily basis. So when folks are traveling, they shouldn't be surprised. If they need to add an extra 5 minutes or 10 minutes, they should be able to make that decision on a daily basis.